The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Spotify has been blasted for its new logo, which was released to celebrate its 20th anniversary. The logo, which features a green glittering disco ball, has replaced its usual lime green icon. And from your iOS update to the newest Instagram features, why are we so up in arms about tech companies changing their image and their software? Joining me now is Elaine Burke of the For Tech's Sake podcast. Elaine, I am one of the masses hating on the new Spotify logo on the app. I actually thought the first time I saw it that my app was, you know, updating. You know the way it does that and it gets the pale centre and it kind of goes around. And I was like, why is Spotify updating? And then it kept updating for several days before I didn't actually know there was a new logo. I hadn't heard. And then I've hated it the whole time. It doesn't look anything like a disco ball to me. But why are we... I'm obviously not alone. Why are we all reacting to it like this, do you think?
Yeah, it kind of looks like a combination between the Spotify logo and a disco ball. So, like, they couldn't stray too far away from what the Spotify logo looks like. Otherwise, people might not have realised what they're tapping into. So,
yeah.
The thing about those logos and the apps is they are part of your user interface. They're part of something that you interact with every day and expect to kind of look the same way so that you can move around it quite quickly. So, you know, you see that lime green circle, that's Spotify, you tap on that and you don't have to think too much. So that's, I think, why people react so strongly when things like an app logo changes, because they're so visible and front and center. Once we bring up the home screen or the app drawer on our phones, it can be quite a shock if you see something is different there, something's out of place.
And why? Because obviously these are multi-gazillion euro companies. Why do they do this? Why do their marketing departments come up with these things when very often what they get as a result is not a lot of love, it's a lot of backlash?
It is a bold move to do a rebrand and a redesign. And now in Spotify's case, I should say, they have said this is a temporary logo
for
to celebrate
20th.
The 20th anniversary, and it's going to go away as quickly as it came. Because it would be a big deal to do an entire rebrand of your logo, especially when you're an app. Because like I said, that interface means that your logo is how people recognize you, like really distinctly. And like you even see like Coca-Cola still uses that fancy font that's from a way back time that doesn't really resonate with modern fonts and typography, but it's because it's so iconic. If they changed it, I think people would comment on it and find that strange.
I think they might actually damage their brand if they changed it.
Well, that has happened, or it has happened that people have had backlash and brands have just waited it out, which is quite interesting, because I remember when Airbnb changed their logo, there was a lot of commentary saying it looked like a certain part of the female anatomy, and they stuck it out and they kept it. And there's a lot of chatter around a lot of the AI apps out there using brands and markers that look a bit like another part of the human anatomy. And
fair.
Which, if you Google it, you'll find it. I don't want to say it. But they tough it out, essentially. They expect there's going to be backlash to a brand change.
Do we know why they do it? Is it a bit for notice? Like Spotify, we're sitting here talking about Spotify. We wouldn't have been talking about them otherwise, very potentially.
I do genuinely think that this disco ball thing with Spotify was more something that they wanted to do to highlight the fact that it's a 20-year anniversary and to get a conversation going around that. And we're not talking about that. We're talking about the design choice. So I'd say they probably wanted that to be something more delightful for users, like they did with things like Spotify Wrapped. That's a marketing gimmick at the end of the day. And that has its critiques every year. And there are claims that sometimes they try and invite some of the enrage and engage element of that.
But we all do get a little bit invested in our, like, you know, I know on our team, we're like, what's on your Spotify Wrapped? What have you been listening to? And, you know, how old are you? And
the
all that kind
thing,
of
thing. Yeah, a lot of people suspect is that the age thing was programmed in such a way to get people
my
to share
were all
it and
their
be
70s
offended.
And 80s. I was younger than them. It was a very strange, whatever way that algorithm works. It doesn't always work. I'm thinking of Twitter and X. X has the... Twitter, people commonly refer to it as a cesspit and all kinds of things. But there was a time in old Twitter where there was a certain fondness people had for that platform and that app that I don't think carried over when it became X.
And they went through logo changes even as Twitter as well. The original bird, the blue bird logo, was a bit like... goofier looking, I would say, and then he got a sleek glow up later in his life. And the switch to X was critiqued by many because that, I would say that traditionally speaking, no one goes into a brand redesign lightly because it is a huge effort and a huge undertaking if you already have deep brand recognition. And Twitter had that. Twitter is a logo that appears in the footer of most websites, that little bird logo. It would appear on a lot of broadcast networks as well. When they are sharing things that are coming from Twitter, they often include the logo there. You're talking about the kind of brand recognition that other brands would pay dearly for. And that was scrapped overnight on the whim of its new owner. So that is an example of where something wasn't entered into lightly and was highly...
I suppose we say, why do they do it? And there must be great reasons. But sometimes, of course, maybe they just are getting it wrong. Like that it isn't a great idea.
Well, the thing about design is it's very subjective as well. Like, it's a hard thing to do because with brands, you want something that's going to be instantly recognisable but broadly liked. And these can be hard things to do because to stand out, you do need to push the bounds of what's familiar sometimes. But a lot of apps designs actually do play it safe. There's a reason why a lot of them tend toward a certain shade of blue, because some psychologists said a long time ago that that was a very welcoming, calming kind of colour. So you ended up with all of these social media apps tending towards a blue shade. Spotify, with its logo, that harsh black against the lime green, is actually in stark contrast to most of the app ecosystem, especially when it launched 20 years ago.
But I guess those, I mean, I'm thinking of my own home screen, you know, the way all the little apps and where they sit. It's like a little map. So you kind of go, oh, I flick through the screen. I kind of vaguely know where most of them are positioned. And when you do change them, there is the danger that they become harder to find. They become, I don't know, less clearly signposted and therefore less user friendly. I suppose, I don't know. I don't like the new Spotify one and I want it to change.
It will revert back soon. But like, I think,
do we know how long it's like this for?
I think they said only a week they're going to have this party for.
I'd say they're sorry. Like, I believe other big brands have been kind of trolling them too. Like KitKat and various other brands have been actually making jokes at Spotify's sort of expense. Now, I doubt that they were hoping for that.
No, you don't want to have a brand war breakout on you. But like I said, any kind of a brand change is going to have difficulties. But you mentioned there about navigating and accessibility and things like that. That is something that you have to consider with these things because they are part of a user interface.
I was actually looking for Spotify because I had my headphones on. I was going for a walk and I was going, where's my bloody Spotify? And then I went, oh, it's updating. And then I didn't actually use it. I went and listened to something different because I went, oh, well, it's updating. I'm not going to bother with it. It's something technical is happening to the app. I didn't realize it was just a new kind of look.
Yeah, and the fact that it went darker as well, and then that's kind of signal to someone that it might be updating because that's a cue that they take when apps are updating. That is quite a misstep from the design team.
Yeah.
But even Apple, kings of design when it comes to technology, have made mistakes here where their liquid glass display, where they kind of created this like idea of having your apps being kind of see-through and looking like glass and in a new interface.
No.
That was well derided, and
people
can now tweet that
setting. We just don't like change. I think it's partly that. We don't want it, and we're frankly rejecting it. Look, thank you for joining us, Elaine. That is Elaine Burke there of the For Tech's Sake podcast. Let us know what you reckon about the new look, rather, of the app. Do you like it? Do you hate it? Are we just all stuck in our ways?
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.